for tuning in to Take a D Global Radio and Broadcast. I'm Jerome Coleman.
God is doing some great things in the earth, and I hope that you are excited about your life. Glory to God. If you're not, then after this message, oh, you are going to be more excited about what God is doing in the earth. Listen, let me just get this little information to you guys. I just want to just really just encourage somebody. I mean, I want to encourage somebody right now. God loves you. You have to know down in your nose, all the way down to your pinky toe. Go ahead, TKD, that God loves you more than anything. Oh, and listen, we are in a time where God is wanting all his children to return back, amen, to his heart. Yes, to return back to the church, but first of all, return back to the heart of God. God is concerned in this season about the lost. Let me say it again. God is concerned in this season about the lost, those who have walked away from the faith because of someone else. My God. And I'm telling you, every time I pray and meditate and just simply commune with the Lord in my day-to-day activities, this is what he's put in my spirit. Glory to God. A lot of people, are not really liking the things I'm saying, but one thing they can't say is that it's not true. Glory to God. One thing they can't say that it is a lie. Glory to God. I'm telling you guys, there have been a shift. There has been a shift in the guard, whether you want it to happen or not, because, wow, we got too many souls who have walked away from God, and we have to take responsibility as leaders, glory to God, and do what God has called us to do. So, God, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we just thank you for anything under my voice, Lord. If they're not saved or they walked away or they backslid, whatever it is, God, Lord, just know on tonight, Father, give them a heart to know you again, oh God. Give them a mind to want to receive a word to be encouraged by you, oh God. Lord, your word, Lord, you are married to the backslider and the sinner, oh God. And Lord, your word says you reign on the just and the unjust, God. So, God, we just thank you that in this hour, all that has been lost and walked away, or maybe it's just be confused, God, will walk back, Lord. We'll turn around and walk back to you, God. We'll have the heart for you again, God. We'll love you as you have been a loving dad to us all, God. I just simply seal this simple prayer over them all in Jesus' name. I pray that all the blessings you've already given us, God, just be revealed through the strategy that you give us, God, through our obedience in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. How have you been doing, son? Have you been having a good time? Amen. Being in here with me and being on the broadcast and things like that. Yeah. Amen. Is there anything you want to say to the global audience out there? Amen. Amen. Well, he's new to this. Amen. The Bible says train a child up in the way they should go. Amen. And when they're older, they won't depart from it. Amen. And it's my desire, my prayer, and as well as my king, which is my husband, that we train our children up in the things of the Lord. Glory to God. And they will serve the Lord. And that's my same prayer for you, too. So even if your children are not serving the Lord right now or doing something crazy, hey, you know what? Don't prophesy anything different over their lives. Continue to speak that word over their lives. Continue to pray for them. Continue to be there for them. Glory to God. Because they shall be all that God said that they are. Don't give up on our children and don't give out. But listen, we're going to go into this last bless him, because Dr. Todd Hall, he's Bishop Todd Hall now, a true prophet in the kingdom, has a phenomenal word for us tonight talking about how sound travels. So we're going to just turn it up and enjoy it. We will see you right after the broadcast.
They were talking music and theory and stuff, and I didn't want to be rude and say, hush, the Lord's speaking to me. So I went into the laboratory. Most of the time, we as bishops excuse folk out the room and ask them to be quiet. But I'm trying to be a different kind of bishop and let them keep talking. So I went in the laboratory, and the Lord met me there. The first two words he told me, for those who have let me explain it and talk, is tell the people who need a miracle, sound travels. Sound travels. Better hear me. So, and I'm legitimately Dr. Todd Hall sitting in a chair. But a lot of y'all think that when we just conjure up things like you're going to get a house with no money down, you're going to get a house with bad credit, you think all of that is just hype. And it's based upon who's saying it. But I take people's lives very serious, like I take my own. And I'll tell you that some of you are about to get homes, even the lady who's being evicted, they done pushed her into a four-bedroom home and don't even know it. And I don't even know who she is. Now, listen. See, that sound is working. I'm a proof to you. Sound track. The scripture that validates me saying that a few of you will get homes that you have to pay for is the Bible says, for those with a sound, you will live in houses that you didn't build. Oh, it's quiet. The original Bible would say for the 200 people, you will live in houses that you had nothing to do with. And it says, the reason, if you read it right, you will eat from fields where you didn't till nor straw. In other words, for 200 who will jump will need a miracle, you will live in a house that what you're working won't be able to pay for. I'm going to give it to you without working. This is going to be an effortless miracle. When you can prove to God that you can praise him with nothing, something has to happen. But between the nothing and something, there must be a sound. Sound. I'm trying to see who's listening. This is no hype. I have not opened my sermon or nothing. I'm telling you what he shared with me. Sean, hit a F real quick. Just hit it. Hit it again. Now notice, when he hits it, you hear it. When he takes his hands off of it, you hear nothing, but the note is still traveling. See, most folks don't know this. Because he's no longer touching it, and you're no longer hearing it. Physics teach it's still traveling. Uh-oh. So if I say to you, I'm going to see who's in the front who'll get happy, that you will be wealthy by the end of October, right? No. Then the word I spoke has possibilities to be true. But if the word is not struck properly, bam, and there's not a sound that I said, you lose your prophecy by default. Now, if the one that I said will be rich by October start screaming, right? Even though we're not in October, the sound is in October. Because it went into the future before you got there. All right, no. That's why God told certain praisers that were in battles by this time tomorrow. I hope I'm not boring my bishop here today. By this time tomorrow. And when they needed victory, the Lord tells Jehoshaphat nothing. Jehoshaphat comes up with the concept that even though he said we'll have victory, we must also have a responsibility. The Lord didn't tell them shout and jump. came up with the plan. He said he looked for praise. Oh, yeah, that he could appoint. Because it's pitiful you anointed but don't praise. And it's hard that we need to appoint some. If you don't pay your bills this month, right, they will see you next month. They will travel into your next pay scale, your next pay period. If your credit gets bad, it'll follow you for 7 years. So you got to send something stronger than your credit into the future that will break some chains. Let me leave that alone. And make October say, who does this sound belong to? Like that person that's on Primrose. Y'all ain't talking to me. Them people over there. The Sapa Kaleonso. All right. I'm about to preach. Thank you, Lord. The sound, he's here, that some of you are going to make, the louder it is, the quicker it travels. You hear the note soft, it travels at the speed of the touch. Boom. But it continues to travel. You hit it with aggression, bam, boom. So if you want to be laid back and thank you, Lord, get your new house in 2017. Because that's the speed of your travel. But if you need a miracle like maybe tomorrow, hold on. At least by the end of the week, I'm going to ask you to be aggressive with your sound. Be aggressive. You may be seated. Believe it or not, I am not loud by nature. I'm very quiet, introvert, laid low. Don't like big crowds, don't like hearing people, don't talk on the phone. But when I get to church, I have to tell the other side of me, you got to take over. Swag don't heal from cancer. Being pretty don't pay bills no more. It used to years ago. It don't work no more. We are in a season for three folk from the block where sin ain't paying right. It's like God now says, if you want anything, you got to come to me. And if you come to me with the wrong sound, I'm not going. Let me give this example, then you got 10 more seconds. He promised, the devil just said, I hate you, Todd. The feelings are mutual. He promised the children of Israel that they would own Jericho. He said, for those that got a mouth will talk, don't stand up if you don't speak. He said, you will possess Jericho. Right after he said it, he then tells Joshua, tell the people, don't make no noise. Notice, he gave them a word, and then he told them not to make a sound. You're going to own this, but don't respond. They see it every day. They march around it without any noise. And for 6 days, for those who love the Bible, nothing came in, and nothing went out. The last day, I feel like you now, like I'm getting deep. The last day, hallelujah, listen to me. The last day, they have to march around the wall 7 times. Nothing happens. Don't y'all feel bad seeing what's yours but can't get it? Oh, y'all. And keep going around and around one day, this year, next year. Aren't y'all tired of in 07 going to heaven, 08 I'll be straight, 09 I'll be fine, in 10 he'll do it again, 11, what was the rhyme for 11? They marched around, I'm going to give this word, then I need to go to my text. And then Joshua said, shout. Hold on. Release the noise. Because we have now learned from God, without God saying anything, to see what's yours and say nothing means nothing will happen. But one day of sound can get you what 6 days of silence could not get, right? Oh, y'all quiet now. So when you're screaming, you're making up for lost time. Because if the devil can shut you up, he can shut you down. His weapon is, let you only open your mouth when you're complaining. When you're hurt, I'm sick. When you're angry. I want y'all to send something into your future that lets it know you're coming. And if you send it quick enough, it might be called tomorrow. So you have 5 seconds to break your carnality. And if you don't do it, it'll be your fault. You'll have to go around one more time. Be seated. Get your Bibles. I'm not stopping you. Sound never bothers me. Hold on, sir. Sir, holding the little boy. What is the little boy's name? Because he's holding you like he loves you. Are you his father? And he's screaming very loud. I can't hear him, but God heard him. And the Lord told me to tell you that he's about to give y'all a fresh start. But the Lord told me to say these two words for you and 12 others who better scream. As of tomorrow, case dismissed. Y'all ain't there. Everybody got quiet, right? All right, y'all don't want to get with that either. This case is over tomorrow, brother. See, be seated. See, sound works. We're going to start this prophetic thing on tomorrow night. I got to preach so we can live. Be seated. It works. And the reason why God did it is your son screamed. And the Lord just said, tell every mother who screams, your children are protected. They are delivered from alcohol, drug addiction. Watch. Oh, hallelujah. Wait. Hallelujah. Be seated. And to the person sitting like all this screaming, wait till you get your worst announcement. When you find out you're dying, I bet you don't look for a quiet church. You be looking for that crazy church with that preacher that lay hands and be prophesying, I got 2 weeks to live.
Go ahead, off.
You have, this is not for you, but you're the leader. You have a woman, several, but one particular woman in this church that today God just told me he's hired her fully for prophetic training. She's not going to have to be trained, but God's going to take her through a spiritual training for her gift to become so tight that you may have to one day introduce her to the Word Network. I don't know her name. I'm going to point to her. Hopefully you understand it later. God said he's going to use her to change things in a different type of way of ministry for women. Can I point to her? The woman right there with your arms folded like this, I'm talking to you, right? The Holy Ghost is about to literally but I'm very serious about it, and if they get happy, you might get a miracle in less than 25. Tell them you're next. We want to share that word. Y'all tell each other, you're next. You're the next child of God on the Prophecy is Right. A concept, because you like concepts, even though you love the word better. A concept. I watched The Price is Right when Bob Barker was the host, longest living host. I'm sounding like you're getting my statistics. Telling a story before I read. Longest living host in TV history. And they asked Bob Barker, why do you show up for work, never take no days off? And he says, I like being able to give gifts to men. He says, I feel good seeing people get what I don't get. All right, I don't hear my 200 talking. What is then crazy is the concept on The Price is Right is simply to guess the value and price of what is being presented. The one that's the closest, y'all gonna miss this, gets that product and is invited to another level. You hear me? The object is there's only four openings per session. What I like about The Price is Right and the reason why they win and folk watch it and eight folk that catch this, your life will be never the same as of this minute, is they don't get excited for winning a gift. They get excited when their name is called. Bob! Oh, y'all. Come on down. Woo! 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 They don't. No, no, no. I'm going to do them a tumble on you. No, no, no. They get excited just because their name was called. And the issue is, I'm going to see who goes crazy. Bob Barker didn't call the name. A voice behind the veil. Y'all ain't got a voice. Oh, y'all are mighty quiet. And when you made it to church, you didn't choose to come to church. The Holy Ghost said, so-and-so, come on down. Why? Because he's about to present something to you that if you understand the value of it, do you understand the value of why you've been attacked all year and the offer that God is about to make? You still want to be laid back and chill? You're crazy. The next thing that happens, and I'm done with this Bob Barker because I ain't telling it all because somebody already told me they're going to take it. So I'm going to take this route and see if 200 of you will still praise. They bring out a product. The first person gets a chance. Bob Barker, $900. Bob Barker then says $900 and the price appears. It's been spoken and confirmed. It appears. Now notice, nothing appears until it first comes out of your mouth. Oh, hold on. Some of y'all that are slow, you'll catch it next week. $900, it appears, boom. Bob, $850, boom, it appears. Bob, $700, and it appears. The person that's last is in the best place. Oh, y'all didn't catch that either. Sometimes it's good to be last, you know. Lord, you blessing everybody but me. Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth. Person that's last is in the best place for this one reason. And then if 200 people don't praise right, it's over. My coming is in vain. I'm being honest as a prophet. But if 200 of you catch this prophetically, you are there. The one that's last might be able to get everything they want. $1, Bob. You know what I'm saying? Bob. Bob. A dollar and a holler. Y'all ain't got $1. Because what your money can do, your mouth can. $1. That's why you must praise when you come. Because if you do that, your income will be better than your outcome. Oh, y'all didn't catch that either, huh? So all of you that was quiet, keep working two jobs. But all you that scream, you're going from employee to employer. And you're going from salary to season. And the way you know you're in your season is when you can pay somebody else's salary, right? You're about to go to a whole new level. Now, this morning, give me 35 minutes because I'm good now. This is my shakataha. Somebody that's blessed know that sound travel, shout hallelujah. I'm hearing names, but the Lord said that's for tomorrow. Then you should have told me tomorrow. Somebody shout glory. Get your Bibles, please. I'm going to try to fully obey him. Late in the midnight hour. I got some churchy folk today. God's going to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. I have a story. You've already preached it, like we preached. Please be seated a quick moment. Like we preached on the storm this morning, walking on water, we knew that story. We just never saw it from the ship's point of view. And what all the ship went through, the ship is ridiculous. Happened at the same time of the message in the early service. Just when I got ready to read, I said, I'm not scared. I thought someone was jumping off. I was wondering about who got shot. But there's another story that I'm going to try to pull something out of that we ain't never seen. I'm no longer visiting New Revelation. I'm going to old text, finding something we didn't say. That's fun now. That's my new way of preaching, going back to find something that was left in there that at the time certain preachers were too afraid to mention. This is a good season for those three folk talking to me for the next 30 minutes to just keep it real. Women don't leave men for cheating. That's a lie. When we cheat, and we have, see, I'm trying to be honest with y'all because you don't want to keep it real. That woman that loves her man does not leave after the first cheat or second. Cheating pushes her over the edge. But what makes a real woman leave, and I'm going to see if y'all get up, is when you want to hold a conversation. Excuse me, can I talk to you? I'm not mad. I'm just going to ask you one time. I don't care if it's yes or if I get hurt. Just tell me the truth. Women leave for lying. They knew you were that when you got there. They leave when they love you enough to give you a chance to say, listen, if you tell me, I'm going to stay and we're going to work on it. But if you lie, the men looking at me like, cut that, man, go to your scripture. I just felt bad because my brothers are all looking at me like, really?
Keep it real,
really?
Keep it real.
We're not going to hell for the mistakes we made. We're going to hell for not owning up to them. I told my daughter this and we coined it and I mean it. Please, two folk push me. I did what I did, but I'm not what I've done. When you tell on yourself, nobody has to tell it for you. All right, it's too quiet. I done messed up. They rather me talk about the prices, right? I want to bring to your front, and it really won't take long, is the story of David and Goliath. Nobody want to hear that. I want to hear about the ship. And what I want to do is still cut and paste, because you should know the story because it's been preached, but I want to like gravitate and make it say something you may have never heard that basically helps you in the place where you're living right now. Somebody out there that's with me, say, talk to me, Dr. Hall. First thing I want to say for eight folk who claim that you're with me is Goliath today from my text for talkers is simply everything you're going through coming at you at one time. See, I didn't get the majority. Goliath is everything that could happen to you, happening to you at one time. It's a conglomeration of everything. Because it is admitting, for one talker, forget the 30, that it can't beat you one thing at a time. It is then saying to you who won't talk, you are stronger than you know. When everything is holding a meeting about how to beat you, because it cannot handle you one issue at a time. Y'all not with me over there, I'm sorry. Goliath. Y'all don't want to talk about him? It's something that you're going through that you've never seen before. It is a this kind of feeling. Where did this come from? Oh, y'all don't want to act human? What in the world? It's a feeling that says, what have I done to deserve? You know you got other folk. Even some folks sitting near you that sin way more than you, and they ain't going through nothing. They buying cars. Oh, yeah, they done been married 3 times. You can't get married once. Yeah. And it makes you question, what am I doing so wrong? I don't know what side to talk to yet because I don't feel it. Wish I could rewind to 9:30, but I'm going to be here. Goliath. It's something that if you beat it, oh, y'all gonna hear this, all the other things that should happen will run. Uh-oh, hold on. Oh, y'all didn't read that? Now, don't just write. You gotta talk. Goliath, I'm boring y'all, is the representative, the champion of Philistine. And the deal is, which I'll read if y'all look happy, if you beat me, you won't have to worry about anything else after this. So Goliath is a battle presented to you that will cancel all the other battles that's supposed to come after it. This is the fight that if you win, will release you to your future. I want you to say this to your neighbor because I like the way this side is talking. I love y'all too. And if they catch it, then we're almost halfway there. Will you tell your neighbor, after this battle, there are no more coming anytime soon? Just prophesy. How are y'all going to handle 5 years of no fighting? You're not, oh, Lord. You're going to be strange because you're so used to fighting that now you're nervous because you're wondering, when is the next jump off going to happen? Now I'm nervous because things are going too well. Ain't something supposed to happen? I know something's going to happen because things are going too well. What if the truth is nothing else bad is about to happen? Maybe the problem is for folk who won't talk, you don't believe that exists. I can tell you this scripture, and God made sure that he promised Moses this, and to the three folk who jump, I won't ask you to jump anymore, but you got to be excited. He said, the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. So what if I say you'll never ever be broke again? You'll never get divorced again. You'll never need surgery again. What if I take the battle totally out of the pit? Oh yeah, in about 20 minutes we're gonna feel the fire burning for real. I don't play with you. Can we read 1 Samuel 17, verse 22 through 25 only? I'm done right from there. Ooh, sailing, I'm coming. I hear some folk want to hear about the ship. I'm going to guarantee you this about to surpass the ship. I guarantee you that. Yeah. Verse 23 for those talking to me. As he talked with them, is that how your Bible starts? Come on, talk to me. Behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistine, spake according to these words, and David heard them. I'm going verse by verse. You don't have to stand. Let me say this, though, about verse 23 and see if my same five members are alert. The Lord is about to bless you, but before he blesses you, he's going to let you hear everything that folk think about you. Uh-oh, see? God says the mistake you won't make in your future is finding out who somebody is too late. Some folk are being nice to you, but they got words they want to say after you fail. Don't stand up if you ain't going to speak up. Don't do it to me now. The Lord is going to put some of you in the right place within a week to hear how folk feel about you so you know who to be friends with and who to leave alone. You ain't got to say hello to me. If you don't like me, don't fake. I know you say, but don't even. I'd rather you not talk to me than to be like, God bless you, man. Don't talk to me. Now, to some of you who won't talk to me because you're not in the land of reality, you're still in the land of Oz. You feel that you should treat folk right who really don't like you. I'm good with that. But first, I'd rather know you don't like me. Because there are some folk presently in your circle, you don't want me to preach, that really don't like you, but they act like they do because they need you. But I wonder what they would say about you if they didn't need you. God. Right now, you are so awesome, you are your enemy's need. Oh, they're going to make it on their own later after they make it off you. They're going to get their nest egg to start their own thing by being on your side. Look how quiet it got. Guilty folk done got quiet. But if I put the icing on this statement and half of you like jump off your feet to bless you, that is this. If you can take care of your enemy and you ain't in your season yet, when they leave, picture how blessed you gonna really be, and then they gonna wish they never left. This is important. You with me? There's one person you want to keep in your corner no matter what, and it ain't a person with money or a preacher. Who you need in your life and not get jealous of them because they've achieved and they've become successful like your pastor. Who you need in your life for two people is someone that can fight. It is important that you have somebody that tells you, don't you go out like that. Put a smile on your 10 brothers. If you know how folk really feel about you and you still treat them kind, you've got the victory. If you can treat them better while they're treating you worse, y'all ain't tough, and still let them know you ain't getting the best out of me, you're getting the best out of where I am, because the best is after this battle is over. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout, sound travels. Shout now. Because you know in the end, you win. Verse 24. They're not with me. They're faking. Tell me how y'all really feel about me. Verse 24, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and was afraid. Wait a minute. Can I say something about Goliath that we may have never said? Are y'all going to talk or we can leave? Because we could have left after the first service. I was high. I was done. I could have. But they told me 11:30 had something too. So let me tell you this. Goliath is the Philistinian champion. I only need men to talk and women who catch this. But he is a champion that has never had a real fight. There is no scripture where he fought anybody. Let me say it again. Let me modernize it and see if this side will go crazy. And if not, y'all take all the money. And that's this. Have you ever seen people that talk about other people, but they ain't got nothing themselves? Hold on, wait a minute. You ever seen an overweight person call another person overweight? Are y'all serious? Are you serious? A short person saying, now that's really short. You serious? Most people that have nothing always have a lot to say. And second, for three folk who scream over there, who they're talking about is because they've already gotten a picture of what you're going to become. So they're trying to talk you out of your inheritance. Oh, y'all don't hear me. By keeping your miseries company. I hear y'all. Go back a minute, Prophet, because we got some real teachers and lawyers here like we are. And I understand you don't like the screaming, but I do. But hear this. What you're saying is, Prophet Hall, you and my pastor, y'all really can preach and y'all study. Are y'all saying the man is a champion and never beat nobody up? Yeah. Yeah. He's the Philistines' representation of victory. What makes him win is his size. Most folk don't know how to handle something they've never seen before. Oh, y'all quiet? But the scripture still lets us know, for the talkers that allow, he's a man. He's just an oversized man. Y'all still not there? The reason why he's a winner and getting paid is because there's another way to lose a fight, which is called not show up. It's called, y'all don't talk about it, losing by default. So when folks see him, they run. And he wins. Because he's intimidated. Most folk are just professionals at intimidation. You ain't gonna never have a man like mine. You right, I'm gonna have one better than yours. Oh, you ain't gonna never be slim. I don't have to. I'm married already. You still looking. You know, you can't let folks intimidate you. on y'all now. Some folks, for folk over here, because I'm more comfortable, I'm tried, they just talk good game. They'll make you believe they're going to buy you a house in 5 months and living with their mama right now.
Wow.
And you'd be like, girl, he going to do it. He's saving. That's why he's living with his mama, right? I need someone in my life that when I'm going through something, you don't run. Uh-oh, it's quiet. Give me my 8 minutes. I see some of y'all dozing. You hung out late last night. Those on your job and you're fired. When I'm about to fight, y'all used to use terms like ride or die. And the first time I heard about it, they were talking about a ride or die chick. I don't really know what it means, but I know what it means to me. And I know that if I'm out there with a pretty young lady and this guy approaches me and he's bigger than me and he hits me or says something wrong to her, so I man up. When I'm about to hit him, even though I know pretentiously I'm going to lose, I look for her to man up too. I look up to be like, oh, yeah, no, I want you. Now I'm falling in love because I can't believe this woman. And what y'all are being attracted to is folk who abandon you when you're going through the worst season of your life. I didn't lie, man. I'm from New York. I've been saved now 30 years or more. I can't keep count. I live in the country now. I live in the country part of the country. But
hey, man.
Single, every now and then I go out on dates. Real nice, clean dates. But somebody got something you want to say? I'm a grown man. I'm not intimidated by Goliath. I go out, and sometimes, you know, as lawyers, doctors, I'm attracted to success, right? And, I mean, maybe some of them would be candidates to stay longer with. I don't know, because I'm not using anybody. I'm already successful, and they are. But every now and then, I'll go out with somebody who I don't know, and something's wrong with me, because she ain't no lawyer, no doctor. But she one of them, like, girls from the hood, she'd be like, yo. And all of me be like, what you say? What's up? I don't know. Because I think that lawyer will run when I'm about to get beat up. But that hooker will be like, that's the man of God. It's something about someone who will fight for you. You know why there are so many divorces in the church? In the church. The reason why, I'm a statistic there, but it's been a long time ago. The reason why, and I'll need two women not to get mad, but to jump and become millionaires, even though you might get upset, is because when something, whatever happens in the marriage that's wrong, that's bitter, that says you don't love me, the issue I have when folk are married is this, the vows say for better or worse, which means there's bound to be some worse. Rich or poor, there's some days the money ain't coming to you. I can't get the two wealthy women to talk to me. But here is why. If you love that person or in love and made them vows, whatever the devil allows to happen in that marriage, you would not get a divorce if one of you knew how to fight. Oh, y'all quiet. See, you give up too easy. You ought to be like, not my man. He's stupid right now. But Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. And we're going to pray over your body parts later. But in the name of Jesus, this is my assignment that no weapon for you.
Oh, my. Glory to God.
Everybody just want to look beautiful. Nobody wants to fight. We're prepared for marriage, but not prepared for battle. Everybody, nobody wants to fight. You think the devil just gonna let you get great things and not show up? What are y'all expecting? I lost two houses. Then I'm going to the third part of the text. My wife, many years ago, 20-some years ago, was not able to raise my child in marriage because of the divorce. They're watching. They know I mean no harm. At the same time, I had a stroke. Left me paralyzed on my right side.
Ooh, that is all for tonight. My. I am in awe right now. And I just wanted to go a little bit longer, as I know that some of you did as well. I'm telling you, this brother just talked about so much right now. I mean, he talked about, you know, really knowing the sound of the Lord, really flowing, I mean, in the prophetic. I mean, Todd Hall is just, Prophet Todd Hall is just one of those great, great, great men. He talked about, you know, the part that had me when he was talking about women, you know, don't leave for cheating. They leave because you lied. Now, I'm going to leave that to some of you. Every woman is different. That's all I'm going to say. And then he talked about, you know, just fighting in your marriage and things of that nature. I hope that you was blessed at some part of this broadcast as I was. Amen. Because certain parts of it, I mean, all of it was a blessing, but certain parts of it really ministered to me. And everyone has a different situation. So there is no judgment going on. Everybody got a different situation. But that brother will tell some truth. And what I really love about people like Brian Karn, Juanita Bynum, Sydney Trim, even Jamal Bryant here in Baltimore, Maryland, and Todd Hall, because the hell that they went through, now when they speak and when they preach, it comes from that place, not a dark place, but a broken place that God mends together. Because the reality is, we all make mistakes somewhere in this life, even as preachers, amen. But what really gets people that we are ministering to is when we try to lie about it, or try to justify it, or try to place ourselves like we are above it. We are not. We have to repent and get the thing right too, or think, well, you can't say anything to me because no. You are walking in arrogancy, my dear. You are walking in arrogancy, and you need to repent and humble yourself. And that's why I love listening to great men and women like them and other great local men and women that I do know. To me, when you are great, meaning you are submitted to the will of God. You know, being saved don't mean that we are perfect, but God is perfecting us. Glory, glory to God. He's doing a thing in us, and we can't deny what God is doing in us. Glory to God. No, you can't share everything with everybody. I would not advise you as a leader to do that. But whatever you are going through with the Lord, go through it. Get yourself in a place of comfortability with who you are in the body of Christ. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you for tuning in to KD Global Radio broadcast, myself and my son. Come on, you gotta come over here to the microphone. He is doing a great job. I'm so proud of him. He's here with his mom. And so tell the global family your name again.
Jarrell Coleman.
Amen. Listen, I'm going to let him sign off tonight, and he's going to sign off with me. But I love you guys. Stay prayed up. Don't forget to join me on Facebook, LaSandra Coleman. Also, my daughter and I have a Mary Kay business. It's called Mommy and Me. Go to our Facebook page and like it. It's called Mommy and Me, Mary Kay, and we'll be doing shows in Maryland, things of that nature. So I love you, and have a blessed night, and
we thank you for tuning. We thank you for tuning in tonight on TKD Global Radio and broadcast. Join us again on Monday.
Good night.